Hey guys, on this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to be talking about all things Twitter. Let's get your petty on. But first things first, let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, guys, I'm really excited to talk today about one platform that we all kind of love to hate. I think that's the best way to put it. I'm talking about, a little bit in a way, the dark side of the internet, the place where everyone gets like petty and sensitive and cranky and where arguments break out left and right. That is none other than Twitter. We have less than 300 characters to fight our cases. We have less than 300 characters to throw some shade on people, get our petty on. It sounds so silly, but Twitter is something that's been really fascinating me over the last probably 6 months. Twitter was actually my first big platform. I remember getting on it, goodness, like a decade ago. And my sister had told me at that time, she's like, I just read this amazing book called Platform by Michael Hyatt. Rachel, basically the thing that we need to do is we need to build our social media platforms. And I was like, that sounds really silly. Why would anyone ever want to follow me on a social media platform? And then now looking back, I'm like, oh my gosh, she was spot on. But I started playing on Twitter a few, you know, goodness gracious, a decade ago. And one thing that was really crazy about Twitter for me is that it was the first place that I experienced a different life or a different world, a different possibility than what I had always known. And for those of you who aren't familiar with my story, basically, I grew up as the daughter of a pastor. My mom was the worship leader, and we lived, you know, beneath the poverty line for most of my life, which is pretty crazy. And I'll never forget, I was, you know, close to being a single mom or a single mom at that point in time, living in one bedroom, sharing a room with my daughter. We're on food stamps, welfare. I spent my evenings watching like The Bachelor and different TV shows. And what was so powerful for me at that time about Twitter is that I was able to go on Twitter and connect with people who were from a different lifestyle or a different experience. I remember the very first time that I tweeted to a reality star and they responded, and I was just like blown away. I was like, this is something so different, because if I can make contact with someone outside of my life and my world, that means that I might be able to create it or achieve it. Like, something's different about this. Now, Twitter is really, really powerful because most athletes, celebrities, big gurus even manage their own Twitter still, which is really, really crazy. So it's kind of a beautiful blessing in disguise. And part of the reason why people manage their own Twitter still is because Twitter is the fastest place to create a potential scandal. It's a place where you're saying things fast. You're saying things, a lot of people tweet like drunk and on substances. And it's a place where you can get in a lot of trouble really fast. A simple clapback can either go viral for being like, oh my gosh, this person's our hero, or oh my gosh, this person said something so stupid, let's all tear them apart on Twitter. And I've watched both happen. But what's really, really crazy is you can still have incredible levels of access to celebrities and athletes and reality stars and big names because they still manage their own Twitter accounts, which I just think is so fascinating. It's like no other platform. Now, I'm not on here saying like, oh, Twitter is the big next platform or anything. I'm just saying that lately I've discovered this newfound passion for it. And it's kind of funny because it's actually my younger team members. We have a few team members that are 22 years old, and they remind me of like what's happening, what people are doing on platforms. I'm always like, oh, I love you. You keep me young. It's like Mean Girls. But anyways, so what I love about that though is they inform me of what's happening on that platform, and I get to watch. And it's a place where sometimes people get a sneak peek into celebrities' thoughts, or, you know, thought leaders, what they're really thinking or doing or whatever. There's something really cool about it. And what I want to share with you guys is a couple things that I've been discovering and things that I've been seeing people do right and wrong on Twitter. But like I said, I'm not saying it's the big next platform. I'm saying that it's a very unique platform, and there's some really cool capabilities and ability to connect with people that we don't have on other platforms the same way. So I'm not here saying, go on Twitter, you'll be a millionaire. I'm saying, hey, listen up. This is a place to connect with people one-on-one in a way that you can't on any other platform. So I want to share with you guys a couple things that I see that are really, really powerful about Twitter. One of the things that is really, really powerful about Twitter is the ability to at somebody, meaning you mention them in a tweet, you're tweeting at them. I like to do this almost every single day towards people I admire, people whose books I'm reading. I'll never forget just the other day, I added an author whose book I absolutely loved. It was my favorite book. And I was like, can I please get you on my podcast? And he was like, yeah. So he sent me a message and we started a conversation. And he's somebody who is so hard to get an interview with that when my assistant, Kellyanne, reached out to his assistant didn't believe that he said yes to an interview. And we had to send her screenshots of my Twitter conversation with him to prove it. But it was so powerful because I realized just by adding somebody, just by tweeting at them, I was able to start a conversation and get him onto my podcast, someone who normally doesn't hop onto podcasts. Like, how powerful is that? So that was really, really cool. One thing I see people doing incredibly wrong on Twitter is that the majority of their tweets are outbound links to their blog. And I get it. That's great. And it's nice that it all adds up a little bit here and there. But one of the things that you're missing the opportunity for is to create a positive cycle of engagement. The more engagement you get on Twitter, the more your future tweets are seen because it is not automatically a chronological timeline. It is algorithm weighted in a way where those who get the most engagement are seen the most. So you have to make sure that you're balancing your outbound links to blogs with your other content. I personally like to use lots of like quotes and inspirational things that are true that I believe in and that I align with. That's one of the things that has been working really, really well for me. There's another thing that I really like to do on Twitter that's a little different, and that is starting engagement by asking questions. So if somebody likes one of my tweets or somebody responds to it or retweets it, I can say, oh, I'm so glad you shared this. Like, what was it that spoke to you or when did you experience this? And by asking a question, it feels so like connected. There's something so cool. If somebody retweets a deep quote that you posted, step back and put your lens of empathy on and say, why did they retweet this? What was it about this that grabbed their attention? And there's something really powerful that happens when you ask them a question about them retweeting it. They're like, wow, somebody cares enough to ask. I was just retweeting this because it really spoke to me. And now we're starting this deep conversation. It's a way to really build a relationship, which I think is so powerful. So there's a couple other things that I've been working on, but we are currently on the journey from, I guess, oh, it's kind of crazy. The journey to 1 million followers in 60 days, which is absolutely crazy. If you want to learn more about that, we'll link to it in the show notes. 60 days to 1 million followers. And Twitter has been a great source of us growing the following. But man, it's been intense. So I wanted to share with you guys some of my thoughts about Twitter because I think it's pretty powerful and it's often overlooked. So quick question for you guys. If you liked this episode, just do me a favor and make sure that you give me a 5-star review. Leave kind of some thoughts about what you like about this podcast. I don't ask for that very often, so I just figured today would be a really good day since I'm fishing in Alaska and stuff. Why not ask? So I can't wait to catch you guys in the next episode. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Sure.